Friday form for the award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Book a test drive at your nearest Kia dealer.
All right, time for us to get into the Friday form. Don't forget, Rammer and Boomer, not too far away on the Friday footy preview. Round 11 kicks off tonight at the SCG. The Swans hosting the Blues, the Sylvania-less Blues, as we'll talk more about through the morning. But we've got a big day of racing tomorrow at Sandown on the Hillside Track, and we're hoping to find some cash for you on the Friday form. We do that with two of the most learned people in the industry. We love having them on the Friday. Mark Hunter is our tipster, is our analyst, he's our wizard on a Friday morning. He's back ready for another big weekend of racing. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Huff. Morning, everybody.
How's your form?
Failed last week badly.
No, well, you've got credits in the bank. Now, don't worry about that.
As soon as you gave me a rap, I was gone. Although, in fairness, I think the Ruffy should have won. I think Free World should have won.
Oh, yes. My word, it should have.
Unlucky fourth. Then the two good things, no joy.
Now, I did have a little sneaky place multi for a five-leg place multi last week, and that was the only one that missed. It came fourth, and it should have won. It's one of those scenarios, Mark. I was a bit flat about that.
Yes, I was taking off from Adelaide, watching it, and felt like kicking the plane window, in.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll rectify that this morning for tomorrow's racing at Sandown. And it is an absolute pleasure to have back in the studio after sunning herself silly over in Fiji, Jamie Rogers from the Tab. Good morning, Jamie.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be back in here, although The Apprentice did a good job last week.
No,
I did tune in and listen on the podcast.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He sounded great. He had all the information sent to him from my work, and I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, he did all right.
Look, you can't replace me, but he did a good job. Okay.
That is true. We don't want to replace you. We love having you on a Friday morning, and the team is back together. So that means regular programming will resume. We'll get winners, and that's what we'll do. So for the first-time players out there that haven't been a part of this, we get involved in the Quaddy Legs. We'll give you a chance to sharpen your pencils for the Quaddy Legs for the next major metropolitan meeting on the weekend, which is at Sandown tomorrow on the Hillside Track. We'll find you some value with the Rammer Ruffy, and we will give you a chance to get involved in the Dino Formula Bet, which you can register for at the website, rsn.net.au, the competitions page there, and we invest on your behalf. Well, it's not us, it's Mark. Mark invests on your behalf for a little two-leg all-up and formula bet as well. The great Dean Lester, of course, getting that going for many, many years around these parts, and Mark has taken over the Dino Formula Bet. And we've had a couple of big moments with that in the last couple of weeks. So hopefully that continues today. So let's kick it off with the first leg of the Quaddy team. Now, race number 6 is that one tomorrow at Sandown. It's the Bel Esprit Stakes. What a magnificent horse Bel Esprit was. 1,000-metre dash, no surprise, considering Bel Esprit's performances. But number 7, Mark, Katsu, for Graham Big, our man Graham Big, is pretty much stifling the market here. $1.85 at tab.com.au. How do we play this?
I won't keep you long here. Number 7, Katsu will win. It's a really promising horse, Katsu. It was a good win last time, and among the beaten brigade, we've seen South of Houston and Fasuto, who went to Flemington and both, or one of them won, one ran a terrific placing. So already good form lines behind Katsu. We don't know the track yet. It's a soft 5 at the moment. There's no update. So I would assume it will be wetter than that given yesterday and today. Katsu's got a good trial on a heavy track, so not worried if we get a wetter track than what's there at the moment. Look, I just think it goes forward. I think it controls the race. I think it's better than them, and I think it wins. So I haven't got too much more to add.
No, that's okay. We like winners. Do we? Don't care how we get them or what we talk about them, as long as we get them. So, Jamie, I mentioned $1.85, stifling the market there. Is there, how much is coming for Katsu, and is there any interest anywhere else for one of these runners?
So Katsu, he is holding 4 times more than the rest of the field, and he is at that $1.85 price. So then the next best backed horse would be Invincible Caviar at $4. And then there's some little specking coming through for Estella Rocca at $13.
Righto. So that's the market update, but Katsu is all the rage. Now, because the owl's not here, I'm going to have to recap the numbers and do it with great tempo. First look at the Quaddy. 7. Next leg of the Quaddy is the race 7, funnily enough, speaking of 7, over the 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 84 affair, and there are 15 going around. Good-sized field for this race. And if we go down, where are we going? Just middle of the field there. Number 6, he's our Bonneville for the Besutton Young Yard. D. Oliver in the saddle is favourite. 440 is the favourite quote in this race, Mark, which would suggest it's a fairly open market. How do you see it?
Yeah, I'm going to put 5 horses in, but I think he's our Bonneville is certainly the one to beat. It ran first up at Sandown on a soft 7 and made terrific ground late to finish 4th behind Chassis. I think it's fitter. Gets D. Oliver here. I like where it's drawn. It can balance up 2/3 of the way back. There's good speed in this race. It all sets up well for He's Our Bonneville. Outside it, we are putting in the stablemate number 7, Pashiro, who actually beat at home last time. It's getting fitter. It's getting ready to win. The issue I'd have with Pashiro is I would assume they would ride it closer from gate one, and then it's got to run a strong 1,400 metres. So that's my little worry there. Throwing in 3 down the bottom with no weight, number 13, Flash Flood, who was just beaten at Warrnambool, but a good, fit, wet tracker. 15, Daniel Star. Got a rider here, Luke Campbell, coming across from Perth, having his first go at Melbourne Racing. Daniel Star will be up on the speed.
Right.
And 12, Home Rule, who got the job done down at Warrnambool, has to prove it can run a strong 1,400 metres, but it'll be up there on the wet track. It's fit, it's in form. So he's our Bonneville, the one to beat. But those little ones down the bottom with no weight certainly must go in the quaddie.
What do we know about Luke? Can you tell us any more about Luke?
Luke claims 2. I don't know a stack about him. I can tell you that he's ridden 2 winners from his last 50 over in Perth, and his last winner was on the 6th of May. So
Right. That's
about as much light as I can shed.
That's good detail. First, good luck to Luke. First ride over here in Victoria. First day of riding over here in Victoria. So Who's our Bonneville is favourite and Mark's on top selection, but he's sniffing around some others, Jamie. The punters doing the same?
They are. So He's Our Bonneville is probably one of the least supported horses at this stage. So the best backed, which is a bit of a relief for me, is Home Rule, who I have on top at $7. At this stage is the best backed, with Pasiro next best at $9. So between those two, Home Rule is the better backed, but they're holding similar amounts. Then the third best backed horse is Prowling at $6.50, and Dan All Star at $10 has also seen some support.
And I noticed that Home Rule is your on top selection.
So I was quite relieved when Mark at least put it in there, even though it was his fifth horse. I just thought it's definitely harder for him on Saturday or tomorrow, but I just liked what I saw in his last start win at Warrnambool, and I thought for $7, he's my on top choice in an open race as well.
Yep. 6, 7, 13, 15, and 12 are your numbers for the second leg of the quaddy. When you're in Fiji, are you totally detached from the racing world and the market world, or are you sort of checking in every now and then?
We're still checking in. Because our family, well, my in-laws and my husband were all into racing, so everyone is sitting there, like, keeping track of NBA, racing, and so we're all still across it. You can't actually have a bet, though, because you're over in
that
country. You can't do that, but we're still keeping an eye on it.
You can always text me and I'll put it on for you.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, there were plenty of times where you were almost going to get a text.
All right, 2 legs in to the quaddie tomorrow at Sandy. Down. We need to get to the third leg, though. No point having 2. We need 3, then we need 4. And race number 8 is the third leg of the quad. It's over the mile. It's a benchmark 84 affair again. And we've got another 16 going around. And right down the bottom, number 16 is favourite at tab.com.au. Again for the Besutton Young Yard. Again, D. Oliver in the saddle. $4.20 for Braden Star. An import, Mark, over the 1,600 metres. What do you tell us about Braden Star?
I think they might have a good day, the Busted and Young and those colours for Darren Thomas. I think Braden Star's clearly the one to beat here. It ran first up on a heavy 9. British Columbia got a soft run outside the lead and kicked well. Braden Star had to come from 5th or 6th, get through, give chase, and made good ground to finish 2nd. I like it down on the 55 kilos in a race where there's quite a few up the top. Again, deal of it a ride. It will be tucked away in the pack somewhere midfield. Just need luck getting clear, and I think Braden Star will win. Going wider in the quaddie, because we went so skinny in the first leg, throwing in 3 Green Fly, who's trialled terrible going into that first up run, and that was on dryish ground, which it doesn't like. It ran well, so it's obviously going well and now gets onto a wet track, but has got to carry the 60. Ruffy here, number 4, mostly cloudy, a stablemate of Braden Star, comes across from overseas, certainly suited over more ground, but got good ability. I liked its recent trial, wouldn't shock me. Putting in 7 Unusual Culture, who gets a great run from the draw, beat Thought Provoking last time, which is good form. 8 British Columbia, in terrific form, the stable and the horse. And 14 Hour Redondo. Going to give it one more chance here. Less weight, more ground, wet track. Things just haven't been there to suit it. It was on dry ground first up and probably ridden too close in a slow race second up. So 16, Braden Star, certainly the one to beat, but throwing in 3, 4, 7, 8, and 14.
All right, so a few, if you want to go around the top selection there, a few there for Mark. So Again, a little bit of interest outside the top selection. I imagine the punters are doing similar things. Jamie?
Yes, yeah, so they have... The favourite is certainly the second best backed horse, but the best backed is Green Fly at $6 and is holding not quite double more than what Braden Star is, but it's certainly getting close to that. Then it's Braden Star at $3.90. Then some of the other horses seeing support is British Columbia at $6 and then Unusual Culture at $10.
Right. Okay. So there's a bit of feedback. You've got British Columbia in on top selection. Mark's got it in the numbers, which is good business again. Rail at 14, Mark. Is that in the Hillside version? Did it come into calculations at all when you're having a bit of a plan?
It was at 14 last time. It's back to the true.
Oh, sorry.
Back to the true. You would think it should race pretty fairly.
Good even cover on the open side there for Hillside version. So those numbers for race number 8, the third leg of the quaddie. 16 is your on top selection. If you want to go outside that, have a play. 3, 4, 7, 8 and 14 are the numbers to play with on the third leg of the quaddie. Let's get to the last leg. Let's get straight through it. We're flying through here today. We might as well keep rolling while we've got great momentum. Race number 9 is over the 1,800 metres, the last leg of the quaddie. And again, we have 16 going around. Oh, no, we don't. We do have 16. We've got two emergencies that come in for the scratchings. Number 10, Laurie Meehan, and number 15, another one. They're Gonski. So the emergencies get a chance to get involved. I wonder if they're in Mark's selections. Number 2, Gunstock, is the favourite for the Price Kent Junior Yard. Geordie Childs in the saddle. $2.70, a nice firm favourite to finish off the quaddie. How do we play this?
I think there are only four chances. With number 5, D'Aguilar, on top, who ran down the mighty White Marlin last time at Pakenham and since has been back to the jump outs, had a lovely jump out. Just got a couple of kilo weight pull over the top two. It'll park, I would imagine, fifth or sixth behind what looks like good tempo up front, get a beautiful run for Billy Egan. And now that it's in form, it'll run terrific at good each way odds to beat number 2, Gunstock, who is just a good horse. Loves wet ground, ran down Keats first up, can only be fitter for that run, very hard to beat. 11, Normandy Bridge, chased home Globe last time and made ground from the back. It was a good run. It's ready to win, but again, it's copped a hard race, and I'm putting in 1, Pinstriped, who's just in terrific form like most of the stable. Did have the race put on for it there last week at Flemington. Got the wide gate to overcome and has to run 1,800 metres, but it's flying. So I like 5, D'Aguilar, each way, putting in 5, 2, 11 and 1.
Yeah, so I was thinking the Pinstripe run one last week, didn't it?
Yep, yeah. In the race, Keats, the horse got up and annoyed. Keats probably put on more tempo than what they looked on paper, and Pinstripe was never going to lose.
Righto, Pinstriped in the numbers, but number 5 is the on-top selection. What's happening at tab.com.au, please, Jamie?
So there's pretty much just two horses that are seeing support, and they are the top two in the market. So Gunstock, just to put into perspective how much these two horses are holding, so Gunstock at $2.70 is holding more than double Pinstriped, who's then at $3.90, and then Pinstriped is holding 5 times more than the rest of the field. So those two horses are very well backed. D'Aguilar has certainly seen a little bit of support at $6.50, but it's definitely those top two in the market that are very dominant.
All right, that's the assessment from the tab. For the last leg of the quaddie, the numbers again are 5, 2, 11 and 1. Now, there's been an SMS. Someone's missed the third leg of the quaddie numbers, so we need to go through them all again for anyone out there. So get your pens poised and take these numbers down for the early look at the Sandown Hillside quaddie tomorrow in the world of thoroughbred racing. The first leg, number 7. It's all you need to know. Number 7, straight out. The second leg, 6. If you want to go a bit wider, 7, 13, 15, and 12. So 6, 7, 13, 15, and 12. Third leg, 16 is your winner. And outside of that, 3, 4, 7, 8, and 14. And the last leg, 5, 2, 11, and 1. They are your Friday morning numbers for the quaddie tomorrow at Sandown. We'll come back after the break and we'll get through the Ramaruffi and the formula bet. We might even have a little sneaky look at Queensland for the Derby. Might get a little tip out of the team for the Queensland Derby as well. See if we can find a winner outside the box there at Sandown tomorrow. So plenty still to come. Rammer and Boomer not too far away on the Friday footy preview. It is nice to have your company Friday morning on Breakfast. Tina, the Queen of Rock, celebrating her life, 83 years of excellence from her. I watched the doco last night on the television. It was very interesting. I didn't know the full life story of Tina, but I watched it last night. It was very, very good. And we're in the middle of the Friday form with Mark Hunter and Jamie Rogers. So you're Tina-man? Mark?
Yeah, I am. I didn't know what she looked like in recent life, and I spotted a photo there. Obviously, it was all over the telly. And
yep.
She had a bit of work done.
There'd been some upgrades. There'd been some software upgrades. But she lived in Switzerland too. I didn't know that for the last part of her life. But she's an icon when it comes to music. Jamie, you'd be a Tiedemann.
Yes, definitely. Singing along, loved hearing all the... Obviously, it was sad that she passed away yesterday, but it was nice hearing all of her songs on the radio pretty much all day.
Yeah. Yesterday. Well, we were talking yesterday. Spotify would have got a workout yesterday. Mm. Tina Turner on Spotify would have been rocketing to number one. Because it's what happens when all these great legends die. You just go and relive their careers. Mm. I've done it plenty of times on Spotify. So I found myself just Spotifying while I was walking the dog yesterday on some Tina action. It was great. It was great. But sad moments, of course, with the passing of the great Tina Turner. It's a bit of a celebration of that with us here on a Friday morning. Now, we've got the quaddy numbers done. And we need to get the formula bit, the Dino formula bit, in control. You can register for this at the website, rsn.net.au. We invest on your behalf, and hopefully you make a bucket full of cash, like Mark did for one of our contestants from Diamond Creek a couple of weeks ago. We're looking forward to that happening again, Mark. So, who are we playing for today on the Dino formula bit, and what are you thinking?
Yeah, for the Dino formula bit, we are playing for Pauline Marotte from Kilsyth. And for Pauline, we're having $40 the win, race 4, number 3, Sandy Prince. And $40 the win, race 6, number 7, Katsu. And $40 on the all-up, race 4, number 3, into race 6, number 7.
I know, so we've added another race to the conversation this morning, which is always good business around these parts. 4-3, Jamie, into 6-7. What can you tell me from the tab?
$14.80, that comes
love
to.
Love it. $14.80, pre-multiplier. That's a very, very nice outcome. $14.80 for race 4, number 3, into race 6, number 7 for Pauline. Good luck to you. Hope it goes well. She registered at the website rsn.net.au, which means time now for the Rammer Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy.
For your award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Book a test drive at your nearest Kia dealer.
All right, where's our values? We get ready for a big day of racing tomorrow at Sandown Hill on the Hillside Track. Please, Mark.
We're going to a horse trained by Uncle Jerome, race 5, number 9, McGarton, who ran second last time behind Dashing. I think Dashing's the best form in the race. I think McGarton is a wet tracker. Its best runs are on wet ground, and I think it's ideally suited here back to 1,600 metres from that gate. Gets a beautiful run behind the good speed. Should be strong at the mile. Good odds. I think it's got a great hope. Race 5, number 9, McGarton.
For Uncle Jerome Hunter there. Race 5, number 9. And our friends at the tab are giving us what sort of value there, please, Jamie?
$16 the win, $4.40 the place.
$16 and $4.40. That's the stuff. That's the absolute stuff we love on a Rammer Ruffy around these parts. So race 5, number 9, $16 and $4.40 the place. So that means we've got 6 of the 9 covered before we even start. Before we even get too deep into the analysis on a Saturday morning here in RSN, like we do better than anyone on the planet, you've got a good look at 6 of the 9 already for Sandown Racing tomorrow. Now, we was talking before, Mark, about Luke Campbell, the jockey from WA who's over for his first crack at Melbourne racing. I see another jockey tomorrow who's claiming 3. So relatively new to the system, I would have thought. They've got 5 or 6 rides. W Pin. Who's W Pin?
Yeah, Wirimu Pin. He's from New Zealand. He's riding a horse called Mr. Mojo Rising, who I've watched him ride a couple of times over there. He's a 3-kilo apprentice, and I can tell you that he's ridden 10 winners from his last 50. So
right.
He's in good touch.
Very good touch. Sure, he's got a, what is he, safety? A nickname, a safety pin?
Bobby.
Bobby Pin. Bobby Pin might be the one. Bobby Pin, righto. I didn't know who the pin was. So Bobby has got, 6 rides, I think, tomorrow. So a busy day for Bobby. And good luck to Bobby claiming 3 tomorrow at Sandown on the Hillside Track. Now, just before we let you go, you two, and Jamie will get you a best of the weekend as well if we can. Can we have a little sneaky look at the Queensland Derby? One of our SMSs, or in fact a couple of them, have asked if we can have a little sneaky look and see if anything can beat Kovalika, the favourite. Just a bit of an update on the market before we get a selection or a conversation about that, please, Jamie.
So if the money is anything to go by... No, nothing will beat Kovalika. At $1.70, is currently holding 7 times more than the rest of the field. But the next horse that's seeing some support is the 3 Aberfeldy Boy at $14. So Kovalika is the clear favourite at $1.70. And then the next best in the market, Promise is kept. But it's certainly all about that favourite.
That's a very short price for a derby.
Yeah, very short, but very well backed.
You've seen a bit of Kovalika, Mark?
Yeah, ran really well last time. Obviously finished alongside Jewess there, third and fourth. There's one, probably can't win the race, but number 14, Fame, is 20-1, and it's just getting better and better. Its last win was terrific. It got held up, got clear, and roared past them, so it just might have always needed ground. I think it's going well. So maybe a place bet on Fame there.
Right, number 14 in the Queensland Derby, Fame, at 4.40, the place there at tab.com.au. But Kovalika, seemingly, is all the rage at $1.70 for the Queensland Derby tomorrow. For those playing the time game, it's 5.17 local time for the Queensland Derby. Sorry, 3.17. Jamie, what's your best for tomorrow, please?
My best is coming out of race 3, number 1, Good and Proper. I just thought she's racing well this prep. She's had two placings, she's had a win, and she just got too far back last start at Flemington, but still finished third. So she's currently $3.70. She is the favourite in that race, but I just thought she's the good thing for me tomorrow.
Righto, that's Jamie's best for the weekend. We've had a good analysis of the day of racing tomorrow at Sandown. Mark, the D's have got Fremantle tomorrow, the MCG?
Yeah, the betting went up there 27.5 points head start, Fremantle. And
gee,
I thought that was way over the odds.
Way overs.
Yeah, I agree with Jackson and Darcy in the ruck, so not losing anything there. D's have got a couple out. I think it'll be a pretty close game.
Yeah, right. Any danger of your boy staying out of trouble? Any danger?
Oh.
Oh, but don't answer that. Don't respond to that.
We've had worse weeks.
He's just a week to freshen up. Not a bad thing leading into the bye. Thank you, team. Great to have you both back with us in the studio in the one time. It's a great thing. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you.
See you then.